the sack. I got all of that. TNT, man, that double color. Oh, my story red, I top him with butter. Boy, undercut is closer than the base. Log on now, you don't wanna wait. Doing interviews, players in the crew. Coverage for you, better than the news. And it worked too, cause I'm all in it. First name Tears, last name Bennett. And it's not a gimmick, it's just me being me. That's that TNT. It's just me being me. That's that TNT, yeah. TNT, yeah. TNT, keep chasing.
Good Monday morning to everybody. I'd like to thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in again to TNT Sports Podcast with myself, Terrence Bennett. This is episode number 4. Real quick, I want to remind y'all that you can always go back and check out episode 1 through 3. Feel free to do that. Like I said, be a critic. Let me know what's going on. Like I said, I know plenty of y'all on y'all way to work or class, etc. So I thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in again. But, you know, I'm going to revert back to a couple episodes. I talked about the Saints last time, but I always talk about the Saints. But like I said, I'm located in New Orleans, Louisiana, so it only makes sense. But I got a good show lined up for y'all today. It's going to be kind of lengthy. I have a lot of stuff to talk about today. But I'm going to go ahead and give you all the topics I'm going to talk about today. Of course, I'm talking about the Mark Ingram trade. If you don't know who Mark Ingram is, he's the running back for the Saints, star running back. Even though we got Adrian Peterson, he's still going to be the star running back. But it's a rumor going around that it may be a possible trade. So I'm going to touch down on that and clarify that, and we'll get more into that. Next up after that, we'll get into the Boston Celtics. They had their 10-year reunion, you know, and the little controversy they have with Ray Allen when he left to go to Miami and he won a championship. So I'm going to get into that as well. So you have Kevin Garnett got a show on TNT sports called Area 21. So they all reunited on there. I think it was Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Rajon Rondo, Glenn Big Baby Davis, and Kendrick Perkins. And all of them, they was on the same team with Ray Allen. So it was a whole bunch of controversy about this. So I'll touch down on that as well. Next up after that, I'm going to go and get into Deshaun Watson. You know, he's a rookie quarterback that the Houston Texans drafted high in the draft. And there's a lot of comparison going on with him and Dak Prescott. You know, he's the rookie. Well, this is the second year quarterback for Dallas. They're trying to compare what he going to do and what Dak did. So I'm going to touch down on that and see if he going to be a starter or maybe not. So we'll get into that as well. And next up after that is Chris Berman. He's the ESPN broadcaster, longtime NFL broadcaster from ESPN. Very notable guy. You know, he's famous for saying G man, for talking about New York Giants. Come on, man. You have to watch ESPN to understand it. But he's one of my favorite broadcasters of all time, one of them. So he lost his wife through a car accident. So I have a little info about that. So I'm gonna touch down on that as well. And as you know, the NFL has mini camps that have started. They took off rookie mini camps. You know, preseason, get ready to jump off. So these guys out there showing their talents, showing what they can bring to the table and all that good stuff. So I'm gonna touch down. I'm not gonna really touch down on that. I'm just letting y'all know. It's pretty much the information. I'm just giving you a little information on that. You know, next after that, I'm going to Colin Kaepernick again. As you know, I talked about him last episode on my last podcast, episode number 3. But I have a little bit more information about teams that's actually looking at him. And, cause, you know, on last episode, I talked about how Jim Harbaugh was getting calls and telling them that he's what he can bring to a team. So we'll touch down on that as well. And last but not least, on my topic list, I got a question from a person, and they asked me my thoughts on Marshawn Lynch and Adrian Peterson. So they had a question saying that which running back will have the biggest impact of the upcoming NFL season? Marshawn Lynch or Adrian Peterson? So I'm gonna give y'all my opinion. And if you have an opinion, go to my page and write the question out, put your name, and tell me what's your opinion, who will have the biggest impact. But I will give you my opinion at the end on what I would think, what I think. I mean, it's interesting. I think it's hard to say, but I'll get into that. I'm not going to jump into that right now. That's the last question. But we'll go ahead and get into it. You know, I want to talk about the Mark Ingram trade, the rumored Mark Ingram trade coming out. It's nothing confirmed. I think it's been confirmed that it's not going to happen, but, you know, I still want to talk about it because I was kind of frustrated about that. Like, he had an awesome year last year, and we will bring Adrian Peterson in and let him go. But, nah, I mean, it's more to it than that. Now you all know that it was a trade rumor going on. I mean, I kind of figured that was going to happen when they got Adam Peace. I knew rumors were going to start, but you know how that go. Because the rumor was that Saints running back Mark Ingram was in the discussion with the Saints and the Eagles about a possible trade for the Eagles center Jason Kelce, because the Saints starting center, 31-year-old Max Unger, I think I said that right, he had a foot injury, so that would automatically make Kelce an automatic starter for the Saints. You know, it was said that Philly could easily replace Kelce if they was to do that trade for Ingram. So with a third round pick that they had for 2016, which is a center. So I mean, they're not really worried about their center apparently. I mean, they desperately in need of a running back. The Eagles are on the current roster at running back. They have vet, you know, former Saint Darren Sproles. The Eagles do Wendell Smallwood and Donnell Pumphrey. I think I said that right. And Corey Clement. In the plans for the 2017 season, Mark Ingram would give the Eagles a real lead back, in their committee approach. So, you know, it was said that the Saints might be willing to part ways with Ingram after signing Adrian Peterson, as I said before. And I thought, you know, I knew all this stuff was going to happen when that they got picked up Adrian Peterson and giving up 2018 second round pick. But on the bright side, the Saints could easily keep, you know, on the bright side, they can easily keep 27-year-old Ingram, since he's coming off a strong year last year. Like I said earlier, he came off a strong year last year as a reasonable contract, and has a reasonable contract. He rushed for over 1,043 yards and 6 touchdowns in 2016 season. He also logged 46 receptions for 319 yards, 4 receiving scores. You know, so my thoughts on that, keep Ingram. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to definitely keep Ingram. That would be a bad move to get rid of Ingram for a center. I mean, we can come around center. We can find a free agent center. All we need is somebody that can get the ball to the quarterback and can block. You know what I'm saying? We need to let Ingram go for that. After a year like that, nah. I don't think we need to do that. That's my honest opinion. No other reason behind it. The answer is no. Don't want it. But hey, I'm not in the, that's something Mickey Loomis done. But I think it's been clarified that it's not gonna happen. It was just talk. I think it was in discussion, but it was just talk for the most part. But you know. But anyway, I'm gonna move on from that. That was just something I wanted to throw in to all the Saints fans I know that wanted me to discuss that. Now I'm gonna get into the 2008 Boston Celtics. You know, they had the reunion, the 10-year reunion. You know, that 10-year reunion consisted of Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Rajon Rondo, Big Baby, you know, Glenn, Big Baby Davis, Kendrick Perkins. You know, they were on Area 21 Kevin Garnett show on TNT Sport. TNT, not TNT Sport like mine, it's TNT, okay? And they apparently had some issues with former teammate Ray Allen leaving the team to go to Miami. And he won a championship with Miami. You know, it was the big three was there. You know, he had Chris Bosh in Miami and LeBron and Dwayne Wade. You know, they had Haslam. They had a couple guys there, including Ray Allen. They won the championship. And, you know, Boston and Miami had that rivalry going on then. It was, like, very competitive with them two always, when they always came and played. But, you know, anyway, I'm going to get more back into it. But it's some stuff I wanted to definitely touch down on. They won the champ, but he won a championship with Miami as well. He hit a big shot with Miami, if you remember, that big three that Ray Allen hit with Miami. And they are not only mad about, you know, Kevin Garnett and all of them. They're not only mad about it that they didn't even invite him to their 10-year anniversary party. So, you know, they were real mad about that. And they went on national TV to talk about it and how mad they were. Kevin Garnett stated it was more than basketball to them. It felt like a solid breakup. And their whole thing was that Ray Allen didn't call them up to tell them he was thinking about signing with the Heat. But, you know, my main thing is, who cares? You know, at the end of the day, it's a business. You know, he got to live his life. He got to do his best for him. You know, he's not entitled to stay there. And at the end of the day, he don't have to call them and tell them, hey, I'm moving. Like, nah, for what? You know, that's my whole thing. He grown. He can do what he want to do. He's doing what's best for him and his family. and what's best for him. He didn't come to the NBA to make friends. He came to win games, win championships. That's the whole goal. I mean, you can have friends, and if you're a real friend, you can support whatever you do. That's my opinion on that. But, I mean, another thing I thought about, people, you know, it was a metaphor. People have their current jobs all the time. You know, they leave their current jobs all the time, and nobody is asked permission or to receive blessings from their coworkers or et cetera, just to leave. And if you think about it, if you go back to the game when the Celtics played the Heat, Ray Allen, you know, before the pregame, he went over there to Kevin Garnett and tried to reach out to him, you know, tried to talk to him, and Kevin Garnett just ignoring him and all that. So, and they saying it's all on him to break, it's on Ray Allen to break the ice. That man tried to break the ice, but y'all ignoring that man, y'all holding grudges against the man for something that don't have nothing to do with y'all. So, I think it's childish. I think it's very childish. And I know Glenn Big Baby Davis stated that Ray Allen dug his own grave. He don't feel sorry for him. I mean, I think it's just pity, man. I think at the end of the day, y'all all grown adults that's living a good life, successful. Y'all should congratulate each other and live like life is short. So anyway, I mean, that was pretty comic to me. I was laughing. Ray Allen had some stuff to say, you know, but he tweeted something. But then when it wasn't nothing bad. Let me see if I can find it. Well, I can't find it. But anyway, it wasn't nothing bad. Well, here it is. I'm sorry. I just think it's a thing where it's jealousy, really. I think that he won another championship that they wanted to win, and he did it with another team instead of them. I found Ray Allen tweet where he said it was just a pic of him going against Rondo, Rajon Rondo, and the tweet stated that the power to push limits. That's all it said, and that was it. You know, I don't know if he tried to make a quick statement. I really didn't get it, but it was short and sweet, I guess. But you know, like I said, Glenn Big Baby Davis said he don't feel sorry for Ray Allen. He dug his own grave. Now, Skip Bayless from Undisputed on Fox Sports 1, he said Ray Allen cut the cord and they haven't gotten over it yet, which is valid. You know, that, like I said, I think it's just petty. I think it's immature. But, you know, they felt like they whole thing is rating that Ray Allen didn't call them and tell them that, hey, I'm leaving to go to Miami to play with LeBron. I'm signing with Miami. And that was their whole thing. They felt like he just neglected them. So that was their whole thing. But, I mean, it was childish to me. That's what I thought. That's my honest opinion. Take it how you want to take it. But moving on, Houston Texans Rick and Deshaun Watson, former Clemson quarterback, national champion quarterback. Big plans for that guy in Houston. I see a bright future for that guy. You know, it looks like Deshaun Watson will not start his rookie season as a backup behind Tom Savage. You know, because the Texans report that they plan to start Tom Savage this upcoming season unless Tom Savage is injured or proven ineffective. I was asked when do I think Deshaun Watson will get his chance? So I say sooner than we all think. I think it's going to be a similar situation like Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott. You know, I just think Deshaun should keep learning and just stay ready. Just stay ready. His time will come. You know, stay ready. You stay ready, you got to get ready. So that's my thing with that. He's falling into a great offense, though. You know, it's similar to Dak. He falling into a great offense. I mean, if Tom don't produce, Deshaun will get his chance. My call is, I'd say probably about the third game he will start and do numbers. I believe he'll do numbers. You know, it's plenty of quarterbacks, plenty of guys that took over after quarterbacks got hurt and went and had on successful careers, whether they got hurt or not producing or they got traded and then went in and handled business. Michael Vick, prime example. Tom Brady even did it. You know, it can be done. Dak Prescott did it last year with Tony Romo got hurt. So, I mean, it can be done, but I definitely see a bright future for Deshaun Watson. You know, he's jumping in a good offense. So, with the Houston Texans, that is, and also they have a great defense. But he will control the offense, and it ain't going to be nothing new to him. It's just going to be another level, but I think he'll execute well. with that offense. And I believe he will truly be an offensive rookie of the year. I think he will definitely handle the business and be an offensive rookie of the year. So the only thing Deshaun got to do is just stay learning, stay ready, and he'll be good. Because you never know what's going to happen. Like I said, he got a good offense that he's falling into, so he'll be okay. But anyway, we'll move on to the Chris Berman. You know, he lost his wife a couple days ago in a car wreck. You know, longtime ESPN broadcaster. You know, you always, like I said, you know him from saying G-Man, to the New York Giants. Come on, man, from ESPN. You know, they had like the little joke segment on ESPN. He tragically lost his wife, Kathy, in a car crash the other day. And the state, you know, state police said that 67-year-old Catherine Ann Berman of Cheshire, was one of the two victims in the two-vehicle crash at about 2:15 p.m. on Tuesday in Woodbury. The other victim was 87-year-old Edward Bertellis, I think I said that right, of Waterbury. So, the president of ESPN, Berman boss, John Skipper, said that in a statement that the death is a devastating tragedy and difficult to comprehend. And he pledges to give Chris Berman the love and support that he will surely need in this hour. And, you know, so they got to be heavy on Chris. And the same incident happened to Monty. You know, Monty from, he used to be the New Orleans Pelicans head coach. He lost his wife to a car wreck, too. So, I mean, definitely prayers out to him and his family. Got to be a tough period for him. And I hope he can pull through, man. But I'm sure he had the support that he needed to get through it. So it's never easy losing somebody. So no worries on that. And I'm sure he got somebody that's gonna be there to hold him down and make sure he's good. So definitely prayers up there, Chris Berman family. And hope he stays strong and hopefully he can get through it. Now, let's go ahead and get into Colin Kaepernick. You know, I talked about him on last episode, episode 3, about Colin not getting a chance to get picked up on the NFL franchise team. You know, but luckily, what I have read and what I've heard, three teams have inquired about him, about Colin Kaepernick, sources say. But, you know, an advisor to former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick said that he had been contacted by three teams, though, inquiring about him since free agency began in March. You know, teams have asked him about Kaepernick. You know, his agents, they've been asking his agents about him, and like I said, even asked Harbaugh about him. But they never said who the three teams were, but they said three teams have reached out to Harbaugh and his agents and his advisor, San Francisco, his advisor. And they ask him his desire and ability to play. And they asking his advisors questions and asking Colin questions. They even asked Jim Harbaugh questions, can he still play? Does he want to play? So they asking him, so they saying if he makes up his mind and he wouldn't only go in and make a team, he put pressure on somebody to start. So they saying that he'll put pressure on somebody to start. So, you know, 29-year-old Kaepernick remains unsigned. You know, he's still not signed. And since he opted out his contract with the 49ers March 1st. So, some believe teams are avoiding him because of the controversial stance that he took when he took a knee for his beliefs. And, you know, we all know what Colin Kaepernick is capable of on the field. You know, let's not forget what he done for the 49ers after Alex Smith. We can't forget that. Now, like I said, I'm not a big fan of bandwagoners, but when the man was doing his thing on the field, everybody wanted to be Colin Kaepernick fans, had jerseys, everything. But now, you know, since all he took a knee for something he believed in, you know, people don't want to wear his jerseys, they don't like him, you know. So apparently you ain't a true fan. But like I said, we all know what he's capable of, especially when he took over for Alex Smith in San Francisco at the quarterback position. And what he did in the Super Bowl against the Baltimore Ravens, even though they lost. But, you know, he brought the 49ers back from a 22-point deficit. He went 16 for 28 passing. And, you know, he did. And 302 yards and a touchdown, added 62 yards. and another score on the ground against the fired up Ravens defense in the Super Bowl. And he had an awesome year that year. You know, he put Atlanta out, put Atlanta out of the playoffs that time. So I mean, the man is a football player. So I think it's a treat if any team that signed him. I think as soon as he get the chance, he's gonna really show what he can do. You know, and the people gonna be shocked. Like I said before, nobody didn't want Vic when he had that dog trial. It's a whole different situation. Kaepernick did something in his belief. He took a knee for something he stood for. Michael Vick fought dogs, but you know, it's two different situations, but it's similar at the same time. With Michael Vick, nobody in Philly wanted Michael Vick. You know, nobody didn't want him. We don't want Michael Vick. We don't want him. But you know, when he went on the field, he played like he never played before. You know, he played good football, the best football I've seen. So, you know, he just needed the chance to prove himself on the field. Like I said, that's a personal matter. What he can do on the field, that's what the NFL should be about, not no personal matter. But like I said, I think it's teams that don't want to take that chance, just because of that controversial thing, because they scared of what fans go think. But you know, it was actually a positive. He actually gained a lot of fans from there. You know, all you saw was number 7 jersey. You know, he had one of the highest selling jerseys in that season. He sold more than the starting quarterback did for San Fran. He was selling more jerseys than starting quarterbacks on any team. He had the highest selling jersey just for that controversial stand. Everybody had a Colin Kaepernick jersey on, 49er jersey on, everybody. So, I mean, just for that, that's the wrong reason. At the end of the day, NFL should be about football, playing football, all that other stuff. If he got something he believe in, he entitled to it. So that should have nothing to do with football. You know, and even, like I said, Skip Bayless from Undisputed, Fox Sports 1, with him and Shannon Sharp. You know, Skip said, here's a man that giving his money, his time, and effort, and teams are holding that against him, which is valid. Like I was saying, you holding that his own beliefs against him, but what he doing for the community is not getting noticed. You know, he giving out his own money, giving away suits to parolees to help get them jobs. He doing a lot in the community. So, and like Shannon Sharp from Undisputed said, you know, it's plenty of players in the league doing stand in trouble, but they still get stand in trouble doing crime, domestic abuse towards their wives, girlfriends, different type of stuff, drugs, getting pulled off of marijuana, going to jail over stupid stuff, but they still get opportunities. But Colin, all he did was stand something he believed in. And he ain't getting a chance to, you know, I use Dez Brown for example. He's staying in trouble. People that want the opportunity don't get it. That's what it looked like. So hopefully, it was like I said, it was a rumor. I think I said this last episode that Jerry Jones was interested in Colin. So like I said, it didn't say what three teams that's trying to inquire about him, but it's three teams that are inquiring about him. Maybe more. We just don't know about it yet. But like I said, I believe he will get the chance that he won't after a while. So like I said, all thing we can do is wait and see. We'll see what happens with that, but my honest opinion, man, get a man the chance. Let him go out there and play ball. You know, he's a good quarterback. He's still young. He's 29. I know he's still working out, but, you know, he does a lot for the community, man. But, hey, like I always say, you got to go through hell to get to heaven. But he'll be all right, I'm sure. Somebody will pick him up and give him a chance, and then everybody will be wanting him then. He'll be back getting his jerseys and everything. So we'll see. Only time will tell. But like we got like 7 minutes left, you know, try to keep it within the 30-minute range, the show within the 30-minute range. It may go a little bit past, but that's fine. But like I said, the person asked me a question about, I was sent a question to ask. They asked me on my podcast about who will be which running back will have the biggest impact in the upcoming NFL season, Adrian Peterson or Marshawn Lynch. You know, so I went and looked at a couple stats. If you know, Marshawn Lynch didn't play last year because apparently he was temporarily retired. I thought he was retired for good, but he was temporarily retired. And, you know, he just came over to Oakland. You know, they worked out a trade deal with the Seahawks. So he didn't play last season, and I think Adrian Peterson did, but he was on injury. He got injured, so he didn't have such a great season. But, I mean, Adrian Peterson, his 2015, but the last 2 years, I'm going to go back to 2015. Adrian Peterson, 2015 stats. You know, he had 327 attempts, 1,485 rushing yards, and he averaged 4.5 yards with 11 touchdowns. And in 2016 season, which was probably his worst season, and which is due to injury, he attempted 37 times with 72 rushing yards, and he averaged 1.9 with no touchdowns that season, but that was due to injury. But his career stats, he had 2,418 attempts, 11,747 rushing yards, and averaged 4.9 with 97 touchdowns. So we'll go into Marshawn Lynch. His 2015 season was his last season with Seahawks. He rushed for 111 times for 417 yards with 3 touchdowns. And 2016, he didn't play, of course. He was temporarily retired. But my answer to that, I don't know. That's a hard question. But I'm gonna say Marshawn Lynch. He had time to just rest, and he had a lot of time to rest. And I know he still worked out and stuff, and he got his mind right. And of course, I'm sure he gonna end up starting at Oakland. He from Oakland. He gonna start at Oakland. It's just gonna be right. It's gonna be good for seat fillers in the stadium. It's a business at the end of the day. The NFL is a business. But so Marshawn Lynch definitely gonna start at home. I mean, that's just what it is. And my honest opinion, I think Marshawn Lynch gonna have a better year. He had more time to think, he had more time to rest, he had more time to heal, he had more time to work out, he had more time to focus, he had more time to think. But I don't think Adrian Peterson, like I said, it's confirmed that Mark Ingram gonna be the starting quarterback for the Saints. Starting running back for the Saints. Excuse me. But it's been confirmed that Mark Ingram gonna be the starting running back, and that was what Sean Payton, the head coach of the Saints, said. So, I mean, I'm sure Adrian Peterson gonna get some reps, but I don't think he gonna get reps like Marshawn Lynch. So if Adrian Peterson don't get reps, he can't produce stats. So Marshawn Lynch definitely gonna produce stats, but who knows what's gonna happen. But right now, I'm gonna say Marshawn Lynch because he gonna get reps, and like I told y'all before, he had time to think, get healthy, focus, rest, and I think he back ready to go full speed ahead because, he is beast mode. And I think he go crank it up a little bit and become beast mode again with the Raiders. I think he going to take it to a whole nother level. So, yeah, I think I'm going to roll with Marshawn Lynch, man. And I'm not going to say Adrian Peterson going to have a bad season. Don't think that at all. He may do okay. But like I said, I think Adrian Peterson more of a going to be more of a role model or mentor to Mark Ingram and the other running backs, and not just the running back division. It's gonna be the whole team. Like I said, they have vets already on the team, and I feel like you add more vets to the team, it's gonna help out with the encouragement of the young. So, like I said, the Saints have, they got the vet quarterback Drew Brees, now Adrian Peterson, and now on defense, you got your Cam Jordans and your Kenneth Vaccaro getting older. It's still some old heads though. Nick Fairley been there for a minute, so he gonna be considered as a vet. And Mark Ingram is considered as a vet really. He been there for a while. He been out of Alabama for a while. So I mean, but like I said, them old heads. I say that Coach Sean Payton as well. He got to be a mentor to his team. So yeah, man. But like I said, I think Marshawn Lynch gonna have a better year. He's been to Super Bowls. He won a Super Bowl. He know what it's like to be a winner. So I think he's going to take that mentality to Oakland and make some stuff happen. Now, I ain't saying that Oakland going to win a Super Bowl. I don't know what the future holds, but it's going to look good for him. I think he's going to go there and handle business and get it done. But, yeah, my answer to that question is Marshawn Lynch. And I hope that the reason why. And like I said, y'all write y'all answers to me. Y'all can write me on my Instagram, which is at Mr. _TENT Sports. In my Snapchat, you can write me on that, or even my Twitter at TNT Sports. Even my Facebook TNT Sport page. Write me. Let me know what your answers is, and I'll probably put it on my next podcast, and we'll go from there. And like I said before, please, if you have any questions you want me to answer, go on my social media, write me, text me, or whatever the case may be, however you can get in contact with me, do that, and write your name, where you from, and write the question out. And I promise you, I will do my best to get the answers out on my podcast, and I will give you recognition for your questions. I will definitely do that. But, so we at the end of the show now. And like I said, I appreciate each and every one of y'all tuning in again to episode 4. And, you know, we got to look forward to episode 5. Now we're going to keep this thing going. Only can get better and better, man. And I appreciate each and every one of y'all for tuning in and rocking with me, man, and, supporting this movement I'm trying to make. And like I said, feel free to hit me up. Let me know what your thoughts was. Critique me. Let me know. And just give me your honest opinion. And I appreciate each and every one of y'all. And thank y'all. And y'all have a good Monday. Enjoy y'all day. And God bless.